Hurricane Lily rapidly is approaching the coast of Louisiana and Texas this morning, but it has weakened overnight and now has been downgraded from a Category 4 storm to Category 2. Still, officials say it is a very dangerous storm, with winds reaching up to 100 miles an hour. It's expected to go ashore about 150 miles west of New Orleans. Hurricane warnings are posted from High Island, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River, and thousands of people have left coastal areas inland. NPR's Greg Allen is in Lafayette, Louisiana. Hello again.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
What's the situation?
Well, there's this kind of feeling of anticipation here because the storm, the hurricane is expected to make it ashore sometime in the next hour or so. So people are watching and waiting. As you say, it's coming it's hitting land somewhere south of here, they think, between Morgan City and New Iberia. So it'll pass very close to Lafayette. So in town here, there's really very little activity. People are staying inside. There's really no one on the roads. You've got windows on stores boarded up, taped up, the way that people always do to get ready for hurricanes. Most everything is closed, schools, airports. Everybody's just watching and waiting and seeing how severe the storm is going to be when it hits.
It was Category 4, then Category 3, now Category 2. What does that mean?
Well, you know, Category 2 is still pretty powerful. I mean, you're talking about winds between 96 and 110 miles per hour. I think what we've been hearing is winds are expected to be 100 miles per hour or so. And that's kind of wind speed that can do damage to roofs and trees and some buildings. And that's, you know, certainly of concern. But overall, people are relieved because that's nowhere near as damaging as Category 4, which would have been just devastating. And, you know, some of the forecasters are saying it had the potential to be the worst storm seen in Louisiana in very many years. So this downgrading has just got people very relieved here.
Which means it would be worse than anything in the memories of people who have dealt with storms in the past, then.
Oh, that's right. I think the worst storm here, if I'm not mistaken, was Audrey. I think that was in 57, if I'm not mistaken. There, you had about nearly 400 people killed. That's the one that people measure everything by. Of course, Andrew came through here in 92. That was very severe also. But, you know, Louisiana has seen its share of storms. If you're talking about the most severe one ever, then that would really had people concerned. So right now it's a little bit too soon to breathe a sigh of relief, but this is certainly good news that it's been downgraded.
What's the biggest worry today?
Well, you know, winds continue to be somewhat of a concern, but, you know, the big concern is this storm surge. You know, the idea that a hurricane like this makes sea level rise. And at some point they've been talking about a storm surge up to 10 feet or more. Some storm surge is still expected, and I don't know if we know exactly how high it'll be until it arrives. But anything significant will overwhelm the levees that protect, you know, the state. There are so many low-lying areas here near the coast in Louisiana, and that the levees are so important to keep the water back. If we get the storm surge, then people are going to see a lot of flooding, and that's really what the evacuations, I think, have been mostly about, people trying to get away from these low-lying areas that might be flooded.
And you're saturated from Tropical Storm Isidore.
Yeah, and Isidore, you know, by the time it hit shore, it was only a tropical storm, but it had a lot of water, dumped a lot of rain on this area. This storm is moving faster, and I don't think has quite as much rain from what I understand. So forecasters are hopeful that it won't dump as much rain on the region, but it is still much more powerful than Isidore. But Isidore, even though a tropical storm, did $100 million of damage. So no matter what happens, we know we're going to see a big impact from this storm today.
NPR's Greg Allen in Lafayette, Louisiana.